So we're finishing up this Torah in Rabbeinu, something amazing. Rabbi Nachman is talking to us about the damage that gezel, that money can create when a person falls into the world of theft and stealing. And Rabbi Nachman is telling us in Torah Samechet, which was a very important Torah, that money is like desires. It brings out desires in a person, and it's something very, very valuable for a person to have desires, because a soul is desire. A soul is ratzon, a soul is kisufim, a soul is ritzonos. And when a person has that, he's really bringing it out in a beautiful way. When a person desires gezel, he just wants the means for the end, it's really damaging. And we've seen throughout the Torah, it can kill someone's children, chas v'shalom. It can really create niyuf and destroy marriages, chas v'shalom. And it can really make a person stupid and defiled in his mind, chas v'shalom. All these things are really, really bad, because a person who takes the medium for the message, and he, instead of having kisufim and ritzonos, desires that are able to bring out all the rays of a person's neshama, really brings down only one aspect, only becomes one dimensional, like only this, only money, only rich, only value. And that's something very, very crazy, because at the end of the day, a person has desires, and the brain is supposed to take those desires, put them through the prism, and bring them out in a beautiful light. But a person who doesn't want kisufim, he just wants the money. He doesn't want what the money represents, which is potentiality. Then he becomes one dimensional. He lives in a world of this or nothing, in the chitimistic world. And therefore, his brain is defiled, because he can't put the light of desire through the prism and see that there are many rays of light. Because for him, there's only one ray of light. It's only this. It's only gold. And that's something very, very problematic. This is like the world of bling bling. And it's something challenging. And Rabbeinu is telling us that this is a very problematic lifestyle, and it defiles the brain, and it really makes a person lost, because all he wants is the money, instead of seeing that the money represents many of his desires. When I have a lot of money, I can bring out a lot of my desires, and I have a lot of desires, and that's my nefesh. And the more I tap into my desires, the more I tap into my nefesh. And that's something very, very important, very deep. And here Rabbeinu was talking to this idea that when a person has a fixed brain, then really it's associated in Kabbalah with hair, because hair brings out many potentialities. And on a Kabbalistic level, but we also know this, a person who has long hair, he can braid it, he can do dreadlocks, he can color it this, he can do that. And like, but a person doesn't have long hair, then there's not much to do with it. That's it. Like and a person wants to be, a person who's like put together, he's got a haircut, he's got a good job, he's got a good this, right? And we see that in the world of spirituality, hair represents this. The Nazir, he grows out his hair because he wants to be holy, and it's like a crown on his head. Nezer Elohav al Rosho, it says it's a crown that he's wearing. It's something very deep. Unlike the Nazir, the Kohen Gadol has to get a haircut every week, and the king has to get a haircut every day, because hair represents like openness. So Eliyahu HaNavi is known as a person with like a long hair, and the Nazir has long hair, and even like Elisha, who doesn't have long hair, is being baffled by the young kids when they call him Baldy, right? Because at the end of the day, the hair represents many desires, and even as the Kabbalah gets into this, into the different dynamics of a person's hair pigmentation as a representation of his soul. And if a person becomes old, does he go bald, or does he turn white? And that's a different mentality of like, does his desires just turn white, everything is calm, or does he turn bald and he's just very rigid in his thoughts that he already has, and he doesn't need new hair? Hair plays a huge idea. And when a person defiles his brain, even if he has long hair, he's not able to have diversity and openness, right? And it's something important. We talk about, the prophet has long hair, while the Kohen has to get a haircut every day, right? And this is like the difference between the hippies with their long hair and their dreadlocks and their long beards, and then the Hasidim, jumping up and down in Uman with their payas flying all over the place, and like the YU kids who like their hair is like cut and nice, and they don't even have a beard because it's messy, so they're clean shaven, because this is like the prophet and the priest. The prophet, openness, dance, you have to be happy, you have to have music, you have to have some like spiritual experience, while the priests, like everything's like down to a detail, like the book of Vayikra is like a month long, but it spans like almost all, like half of the halachos of the Torah, because it's like all detailed. The Kohen, the priest needs to have like everything detailed down to a T, and like a person who like lives his life like the priest, like everything's, all the halachos are like down to a T. But the prophet, on the other hand, it's like openness and happiness, and like, let's figure it out, let's see what Hashem wants wants of me. And like, this is a very different mentality. These two mentalities of the priest and the prophet are both emes. They're both true. And we just have to, person has to realize. And that's like, this is why, like, you know, Rabbeinu's Yurtzeit is on Sukkot, on like the fourth day of Moshe Rabbeinu, while the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, he's the next day on the 19th of Tishrei, on the Yurtzeit, on the day of Aaron HaKohen. So there's the priest, there's the prophet, right? There's this idea. But see, but if you're defiled your brain through Gezel, then even if you have long hair and even if you have these payas and this beard, you're still stuck in the mentality of like one dimension. You're not able to have this openness. The true tzaddikim, that's what their hair represents, right? Like, that's the true tzaddikim have like a payas and a beard. This because the openness, the shefa of the hair, which is the consciousness of a person, the desires of a person going through the prism and breaking off into like many strands of ideas, many strands of hair, many different philosophies. And that's why se'ar is also a shar, it's a gate. And it's something very important. So we're seeing in this Torah of Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu is bringing it down to us, like to this idea of hair, to show us that at the end of the day, when a person has a lot of good desires, he's able to bring it out in so many mirrored potentialities. But when a person is stuck on, this is the way I want the world to be, then you're stuck. You're stuck in this mentality. And that's why it's very crucial and very important for us to connect to what money is. And that's why, like, you know, Jew boy, you want money, you know, like Jews want money. Jews, right? And as I always say this, it's around Hanukkah, Judaism is not a bad guilt. Judaism is bad guilt. We do want what money represents. We do want the kisufim. We do want the ritonos. Why Jews are always have money. But we don't want money just for the sake of owning and having ownership. And if we do, then we fell into this wrong place. We want money because it represents the myriad potentialities that God represents, the infinite different prisms that our soul represents as the light of God goes through it. And I can be so many different things. And that's something I love about it. And that's why my money, I like the money. It represents that. And I was like, why, you know, like, Bitcoin, right? Like, there's a bitachon in money and there's a bitachon in Bitcoin in this potentiality, like, of wow, this is something crazy. Like, money that doesn't exist anywhere, but like on a virtual platform called like Bitcoin. Like, wow, that's like a new representation of desires that existed outside of the realm of what made sense. And this is something very important. We have to really be able to connect to what money represents and not fall into the cold, you know, metallic aspect or the sheet of paper that has no beauty to it that money represents, that money is, and connect to what money represents and what it brings out in my nefesh. Should be zocheh.